This is TWiT.
We've looked at a couple of small cases, and this is, to say the opposite, is kind of an understatement.
We saw a few of these at QuakeCon, actually. One guy had, so basically what this is just, you know, you have what looks like a regular size, well, kind of on the large end case that you can have like your regular desktop looking case, right? But they also make these smaller cases that's basically as if you took the desktop case and just chopped it in half. So it's the same depth and the same width, but like half the height. And and the idea is that the half height, there's a couple of different versions of that. And one of the versions, well, maybe both, but at least one of them is designed to be able to have all the components in that, right? Wow. So imagine just a, like, yeah, imagine just like a regular kind of tower case, but just chopped in half and everything would have to fit there, right? So it makes, you know, it makes for interesting things, but the more interesting combination is that there's grommets on the bottom of all of these things and there's ways to run wires out the top. So, and they can stack on top of each other, hence the stacker name. so you can, you know, so you can take like the regular tower case and you can stick another module, like a half height module on top of that and just have that be nothing but your cooling, like your full radiators and, you know, water cooling stuff, right? And just have all your heat sinks and water blocks and stuff just down in the main case below without kind of complicating issues. Or there's another version of that module that has like 9 hard drive bays in it. So you just
That's
stick that module
that
on top of it.
I'm obsessed with.
I would have liked to see that module like with just them going all the way across, like with no gaps whatsoever. But again, you know, I'm crazy. You know, but you can, but it's interesting combinations, right? You can stack however you want to. You can stack these things. Like there's really no limit. You can just make a system with like 3 of the half height things stacked, or just, you know, any combination of the larger version and the smaller versions on top or below. So yeah, I mean, it's a pretty cool idea. And actually there's so many different combinations and so many different things to talk about with it that I think that's the first time Lee's done an article where it's part one.
Wow.
So like he has more to do.
It's a little frightening. So actually, I take it back. There it is, the pricing. So the half stacker, the mod tower case is $170. And then the mini ITX cases, the module cases are like $70 and $60.
Yeah.
So that's
not bad. Which
isn't bad,
you know, if you consider how much of a beast of a case that is. I mean, you're getting, it's like you're buying multiple cases, really. And they could be used individually. So even in the future, you know, if you took that system apart, you could theoretically you just break down those cases and put a system in each part of them. Right.
And it would be interesting to see that we had a comment in the chat room that was like, I wish there was case innovation. And hopefully the stacker is considered to be case innovation because it actually is a, I don't think I've seen anything like that. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
They were at CES in all sorts of different colors and stuff like that. And then at QuakeCon, there was one guy that had one of those half height versions on top of his build. And all it had was like some water cooling stuff. But then since there's empty space in there, just airspace between the fans and like the water coolers, he actually had like a couple of camshafts from like a Honda engine just rotating slowly just to be part of his build, just a cool thing to look at. And I was, you know, I'm a car guy. So I'm like, oh, wow, camshafts.
It looks like, so shiny.
Yeah. So there's the Burks pointing out the grommets on the bottom.
Nice.
So it pretty much lets
and
you run
filters
whatever you
on
want.
All the fan slots. Removable external filters on the fan slots. I'm a big...
Yes. Cleanable. You know, because
Brother
if you
Phoenix
have three
is
of those
a future
stacked,
Bruce case. Oops,
yeah, if I have three of those stacked together, I probably want to be able to remove and clean the air filters as opposed to trying to lug that whole thing out to my garage to blow it out with air.
Not to mention the fact that if you slip or yank in any part of that, you're going to be ripping SATA cables out of your motherboard.
I think they connect together somehow. Like I think they screw together or something to hold them together.